Friday night at Tri-County High School, Big Rapids look to continue a winning streak and continue their climb towards the top of the CSAA Gold standings. Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Fongers, live with this post-game report for another Big Rapids Boys Varsity Basketball Contest. As I mentioned, Big Rapids came into Friday night's contest against the struggling Tri-County Vikings bunch, winners of their last four, and they continued to keep the good graces going on both ends of the floor on Friday night. It was a tight-knit affair after one quarter of play, but Big Rapids slowly were able to matriculate their way past Tri-County and extend the lead slowly and methodically as the game went along. And eventually, they took a 26-14 halftime lead and outscored Tri-County in the fourth quarter 17-4 to blow them out on the road. 57-29 was our score. Big Rapids now winners of their last five. They're 5-2 in the month of January, now 8-5 and 5-3 in conference play. They take care of a Tri-County group that falls to 2-11, 0-7 in conference play. Main storyline, second chance points for Big Rapids. They outchanced them second chance-wise, the Cardinals did, 26-2, paired with Tri-County only shooting 12 of 48 from the field and only 3 of 13 from the free throw line tonight. Just a bad shooting night all around for the Vikings on Friday night. And the only player in double figures for Tri-County was Nick Braunschneider with 13 points on 6 of 15, shooting at a double-double with 10 rebounds to boot. Big Rapids only had one player in double-figure scoring. It was Jake Martinson with almost a double-double, 17 points, 9 rebounds, a rebound shy of that double-double on 7 of 20 shooting. Dorian Martin quietly second leading scorer for Big Rapids on Friday, 8 points on 3 of 6 shooting. Two players had double-digit rebounding efforts in Jaden Mason with 13 and LJ Graves with 12. And Big Rapids just hounded the glass all evening long, even after only shooting 31% from the field. But when you crash the glass like the Cardinals did on Friday night, you can beat any team home or away on the season. So Big Rapids with another victory, they're rolling right now, and they get set for a big week. And they also sweep the three-game week last week, 3 games in 5 days, that is, with victories over Chippewa Hills last Monday, Orchard View on Tuesday, and Tri-County on Friday. Now the Cardinals will wrap up a current 4-game road swing with two more important road games. Tuesday, they're at Cadillac, last non-conference game of the season to take on the Vikings at 7 o'clock. JT and I will have the pregame coverage roughly 6:45 on WBRN. And then almost a week from now on Friday, this coming Friday, that is, they go to Fremont to take on the top dog in the gold in the Packers for that second go-around between the two teams. By the way, Friday night also kicked out second-round play in conference play, which means they're starting to play each team in the conference now for the second time. So Big Rapids began the second-round play in conference action with a victory on Friday, and they'll look to continue it on Friday against Fremont on the road before their bye week. But first things first, as I mentioned, Tuesday night, we'll be back live on the airwaves, 6:45 of the pregame coverage roughly, and 7 o'clock is the tip against the Vikings of Cadillac from Cadillac High School. So that'll be our next broadcast. I'm Brian Fonger signing off, and you've been listening to another live game recap. And also a special shout-out, again, the Big Rapids boys JV team, now 13-0 on the season after another victory last Thursday at home against Tri-County. I'm Brian Fonger signing off, and we will talk to you all again Tuesday night live from Cadillac High School.